Exam practice, test 4, listening, part 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part 1. Part 1. You will hear a man who runs a transport hire company talking to a woman who wants to hire a vehicle. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Island Transport Company, this is Brian speaking.
Morning. This is Jenny Cartwright here. I'm visiting the island next week and I want to hire some form of transport.
No problem, Jenny. Island Transport can offer a range of different vehicles to hire. So, the first option is a motor scooter. They're very popular.
Oh, right. And how much do they cost to hire?
Well, you can hire them by the hour or by the day. Per hour, it's $15.50.
And what about for a day?
Daily, it's $49.99. That includes a full tank of petrol, but you need to fill it up before you bring it back.
Is a scooter a good way to get around the island?
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun. Visitors really enjoy it.
Do you provide helmets?
Yes, of course, all sizes. We can also let you have gloves as well. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, yes, I hadn't thought of that.
The only thing is with the scooters, you have to keep to sealed roads. That means you can't ride on Battenberg Road, so you can't visit the far end of the island.
Sorry, I didn't catch the name of the road. Could you spell it?
Sure. It's spelled B-A-T-T-E-N-B-U-R-G. But there are still plenty of other places you can explore on a scooter.
OK, and what about a car?
Yes, we've got a range of cars.
Well, there's 4 of us. But if we do go for the car option, we'd be happy with a very small basic one.
An economy car would be $87.80 per day. That's for a 4-door car. It can take 5 passengers.
Right, OK.
And a car is the best way to see the whole island. You can drive on all the roads. And if you'd like to go for a swim, you can drive right down to Green Bay, which visitors love.
Well, a car is definitely something to consider. It's certainly a good price if we split it between the 4 of us.
Exactly.
Only thing is, it's pretty hot at this time of year. Does the car have air conditioning?
Not that model, no. You need one of our bigger cars if you want that.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
The other option to consider is an e-bike. These are very popular, like a normal bicycle, but with electric power to help you along.
How much are they?
Normally they're $59 per day, but I can offer you a discounted rate at the moment of $52.20.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, a lot of our customers these days prefer e-bikes to motor scooters because they're so quiet and peaceful. On some e-bikes, the battery is really heavy, but on these bikes, it's nice and light.
I've never ridden an e-bike before. How difficult is it?
Not difficult at all. You'll find they are very easy to handle. Like I say, just a normal pedal bike, really, but you don't have to do too much work, which is a good thing because the island is quite hilly. These are good quality bikes too, well made with high quality brakes both front and back, so you won't have any problems.
Well, that does sound like a lot of fun. Do they come with GPS?
No, but we can provide you with a map.
What about a lock?
Yep, one of those as well, with each bike, so you can leave it securely if you want to.
I think my friends will like the idea of an e-bike. A good compromise.
Well, like I say, they're very popular these days. And another big advantage is that you don't have to have a license for this type of vehicle.
Well, let me discuss it with my friends and I'll get back to you.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.